we're going to kick off today, before we get to the tips, the AFLW.
Yeah, no, it's good to see that both these teams, all Adelaide and Brisbane, are playing on Saturday afternoon at Adelaide Oval at 1:30. So two of the really top teams throughout the competition, and it's great for women's football and girls wanting to aspire to be in the AFLW. So good luck to both teams. And I'm thinking maybe Adelaide at home probably is going to be the victor there.
Right, okay. Adelaide cleaned up last night. I noticed on the front bar they had their presentation night and stuff there, and they got quite a few awards there. So clearly a strong team. Yeah, and you're right, it is. It's great role models.
Absolutely. Mm. They're doing a fantastic job.
Let's get into round five of AFL. And Buddha's tips, by the way, will be up on our website, bay939.com.au, shortly after this, a bit later on. Tonight, we kick it off at Marvel Stadium, St Kilda and Richmond. Quite the game.
Yeah, well, Rioli and McIntosh back for Richmond, so they're really two impressive premiership players that are back in, so that bolsters a strong Richmond team already. And the Saints, for me, are a little bit too up and down. That last sort of half, last quarter against West Coast was awesome, but I'm not sure if they can be consistent. They worry me, so tipping Richmond.
Yep, same. Tomorrow night, West Coast Collingwood. This is over there.
Yeah, well, it's a back to the wall game for the Pies. Bucks are starting to get under a little bit of stress. I think they're 1-3 at the moment, and this is a big win to sort of try and stay in touch with the middle tier or even the top few teams. So they did win in 2020, that final over there that everybody thought they wouldn't win, but I'm tipping West Coast, unfortunately.
Yep, that's cool. So am I. Sydney Giants at the SCG, the local derby.
Yeah, good. Giants were great last week, but I don't think the bubble will burst, and I'll tip Sydney.
Yep, I'm going Sydney as well. I've skipped one there. Doggies and Gold Coasts at Marvel on Saturday.
Just go the Dogs there, Mark.
Yep, easy peasy. Carlton, Port Adelaide at the G, Saturday, night game.
Yeah, liking Port, very strong. Some of their kids are injured, but that won't stop them. Port continue to be impressive.
Beautiful. For some reason, I'm going to go Carlton. I've just seen them play a couple of times, and I reckon they're nearly there. Brisbane and Essendon at the Gabba, night game, Saturday night.
Yeah, ripping game. I think Brisbane back at home would be a little bit more settled than the last probably couple of weeks. Essendon were actually quite good against the Swans, but just fell short. Ripping game, but I think Brisbane at home, Mark.
Righto. Let's move to Sunday. Crows and Frio. Adelaide.
Yeah, I like both these teams. They're both building. But I'm tipping Adelaide at home.
Yep, same. Hawthorn, Melbourne at the G.
I'd love to go to the Hawks just because they're the old foe playing against them. But the Melbourne's defence and their buy-in recently and their fitness under Darren Bird just looks impressive. So, Melbourne.
I like your impartiality, if that's a word. I think it is. That Hawthorn, yeah, I would have thought that you, of all people, would despise them and pick against them no matter what. I like it. Let's go to the last game. It's Cats and North Melbourne, GMHBA Stadium. It's a twilight game, Sunday, and for Cats fans, you're already starting to sing the song, surely.
Absolutely. I can hear it from series out here. The wind's blowing this way. But nice. I think there will be some really good ins for the Cats. It looks like Jez is nearly ready to go. Paddy back, Rowan, Parford, these sort of guys, all talented players. But just to let you know, Mark, there has been a little drop-off in the Cats. Scores from stoppage has dropped a little bit, and they need to get going in their contested possession. They were number one the last couple of years. They've dropped out to 13, so that's that grunt through the midfield. And also their defence is starting to struggle a little bit. So they're normally a top 1-2 defensive team. They're ninth at the moment, but I'm going Cats at home. Come on, Catters.
You'd have to, wouldn't you? And we don't know yet whether Jeremy Cameron, the star recruit, is going to play yet, do we?
We're all hoping, fingers crossed, we want to see the big Jezzer out there on Sunday.
Now, Buddha, a quick question. I just had Susie on the phone before when I said you were coming up with your footy tips. Susie, unbeknownst to you, was going to marry you when you were running around the park, but you didn't know that, of course. I think she was a big fan of yours. Wants to know if you've got an Instagram page or something she can follow.
I do not, Mark, unfortunately.
Okay. That's good to know. Susie, you can rest easy. Thank you, Buddha. Appreciate that. Have a great weekend. Go Cats on Sunday afternoon. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mark. Get well, Millie.